Dimitri gives Bob a note to deliver to the Café of the Three Daggers in the native quarter of Algiers. Bob dresses in Arab clothing and goes to the café, where to his surprise he meets Chandler, who takes the note from him. Suddenly, Yarab, lieutenant of Dimitri, springs up and makes an impassioned plea for all Algerine men to join the revolt. By his occult powers, Chandler overcomes Yarab and takes Bob back to the hotel, where the present act opens the following day.
Andu, the magician.
You can't mean Bob become involved with these natives, Frank.
Well, of course, I'm only guessing. But let me tell you, last night, very late, I went to an Arab cafe in the Kasbah. It's an awful den. I've heard rumors that a plot was afoot to recruit those fellows into the army of the tribesmen. So I disguised myself as a ragged Arab and went there.
You sound as if you thought this might be more than a holy war, Frank.
I'm convinced it's nothing of the sort. Ismail admitted as much to me night before last.
Ismail?
Yes, in the last conversation I had with him. He didn't realize what he'd said, but while he was cursing me, he boasted I would never know who was behind the uprising.
You think it's a foreigner?
Yes.
But, Frank, what about Bobby?
It's this. While I was at the cafe last night, sitting there on the floor among those chattering Arabs, the door opened and Bob came in.
Frank, alone?
Yes, he was alone. And he was dressed in that Arab costume Yusuf gave him in Alexandria.
Good heavens.
I was near the door, and there happened to be an empty place near me. Bob sat down, and after a minute he spoke to me, and asked me if I knew how he could find the manager of the cafe.
You mean he hadn't just gone into the native quarter for fun? He'd really gone to that awful place purposely?
Yes, and this is the part I don't want him to know. He told me a man named Yarab had asked him to bring a note to the manager of the cafe.
Did you ask him where he'd met this man who gave him the note?
Yes, and what do you suppose he said? He said he'd met him at Ismail's villa.
And it was Madame de Lange who took the children out there. Frank, do you think they've been planning this ever since we met her on the ship? It seems impossible they would go to all this trouble just to get the help of a boy like Bobby.
I know it does, Doc. But of course, if they found Bob was willing to listen to their story, they might use him to communicate with their confederates. The French would never suspect him.
I suppose you didn't learn what was in the letter.
I took a rather mean advantage of Bob. I insisted either that he let me read the letter or read it himself. When he took it out of the envelope, it was just a piece of blank paper.
You mean it was a trick of yours?
No, no. There was really nothing on the paper at all.
But that's absurd.
I know. The only reason I've been able to work out is that this was the first time they'd tried the scheme. And if he was going to be caught, they didn't want anything incriminating in the letter.
That seems logical enough.
Yes. But what does Bobby think you're going to do?
He promised me he wouldn't go there again without telling me. So you needn't worry about that, Doc.
But you don't think this trouble is over as far as Bobby's concerned, do you, Frank?
How do you know I don't?
Because if you did, you wouldn't tell Robert and me anything about it.
I've always told you your middle name should have been Sherlock, Doc.
Then I'm right.
Well, in a way...
Well, what is this, a convention or something?
He weren't gone very long. Oh, we could only stay a few minutes. They told us Mickey wasn't so well today. Uncle Frank, I wish you'd go and see him.
Of course I will, but...
Well, we were wondering this. Do you suppose if Nick was worried about something, he might not get well so fast? Or is that a lot of baloney?
Bobby.
Well, Mother, you don't expect me to say, or is that merely a theory, do you?
I'll answer that, Bob. It's not just a theory. Do you think Nicholas has something on his mind?
Yes, we do.
It's probably something about this foolish enlistment in the Foreign Legion. Did he say anything about why he did that?
No, he didn't, Mother. And he asked us not to ask him about it. Can't you go and see him this afternoon, Uncle Frank?
Perhaps. I'll telephone the hospital in a few minutes. But first I want to ask you and Bob some questions. Sit down, won't you?
What kind of questions, Uncle Frank?
Well, just a few questions about Madame de Lange and Ismail.
Well, what do you want to know?
Did Madame de Lange ever say anything about how it happened that Ismail, who is the son of a mountain tribesman, happened to own that villa where you went?
Why, no, she didn't, did she, Bob?
No, we didn't ask her.
Well, of course not. But I thought she might have mentioned it. Seems rather strange.
Well, I don't think it's strange at all, Uncle Frank. It's a beautiful villa. I should think anybody would be glad to have it. The garden is the most beautiful place I ever saw in my life.
I think we'll all go and pay a call at this villa.
Oh, no, Uncle Frank,
no, we
can't do that.
Why, the owner, Ismail isn't there anymore.
Why not go now? Ben Kasem can have the car here in 5 minutes. All right, Doc?
Yes, Frank, I'd like to. I'll get my things.
What do we do now?
We'll get out, and there's a button right there by the side of the gatepost that you press, and somebody comes and lets you in if there's anybody to let you in. We've never come up here before without... Here, I'll push the button. Looks deserted to me.
A beautiful old iron gate.
Yes, aren't they, Mother?
Now, listen, Bob. If this man Yarlap appears, I want you to introduce him to me without letting him know I've ever seen or heard of him before. Will you do that?
Sure I will, but why?
Never mind now. And then I want you to explain to him that you've come out here because you hadn't seen Ismail, and you'd been wondering what had happened. So since your mother and father had returned from the hills, you'd brought us out for a drive. Is that clear?
Sure, but... Gee, Uncle Frank, you've got Yarlap all wrong if you think he's...
Never mind that now. Will you do as I say?
Yes, I'll do it.
There's someone coming out of the door now.
It is Yarlap. Hi, Yarlap.
I'll be with you, young friend. One moment and I will open the gate.
Yarlap, I brought my family out to see the villa. Mother, this is Yarlap. Of course, you know Betty. This is my father, Mr. Regent, and my uncle, Mr. Chandler.
I'll be with thee.
You see, Yarlap, we haven't seen Ismail for a couple of days, and so we thought as long as the family had come back from the hills, you know my mother and father were out looking at some ruins, so we thought we'd come out and see if Ismail was sick or anything.
The kindness will never be forgotten, young effendi. Wilt thou have the goodness to enter?
Do you expect Ismail soon, Yarlap?
His return is in the hands of Allah, the merciful, the compassionate.
You don't think he'll mind our looking around here?
If Ismail could know thou hast entered the garden, he would rejoice.
What's that bell that keeps ringing all the time?
Well, Mother, we told you about that. It's the boy on Dead Man's Shore.
Heaven. Come on, Mother, we want to show you the garden.
Just a minute first, Doc, will you?
We'll walk on over here, Mother. Now, listen, Betty. What are we going to do if Dimitri does come?
But he won't come out, will he? If he's in the house, he must know we're out here. He doesn't want Uncle Frank to know we even know him.
Yeah, but he may not be in the house. He may be away from the villa someplace and walk right in on us. What then?
Well, anyway, Dimitri told me the other night when we were out here it would only be two or three more days until we could tell Mother and Uncle Frank all about everything. So maybe...
Hey, listen, you aren't really going to fall for Dimitri, are you? I mean, no, he likes you, but he probably thinks you're only a kid. You are, really.
I am not. I'm nearly 18.
Yeah, but don't get any ideas about how he wants to marry her or anything like Abdallah.
Well, what if he does want to marry me?
Don't be silly. Say, you don't mean he really does.
Oh, well, no, of course I don't. I mean, I only meant I'm old enough and he did happen to ask me to marry him.
Oh, no, you aren't. Besides, Mother never let you.
She would if she knew Dimitri like we do.
Not so loud. Here she comes.
Here I am, Betty.
Oh, yes. Look, Mother, come here. Look, right down over the wall. Isn't that positively the most beautiful sight you ever saw? Look how blue the water is. And how the waves splash against the cliff. Isn't it gorgeous?
It is beautiful. But that bell out there, like a dirge.
I know it. I used to feel as if it was a kind of warning or something. But that's silly, isn't it?
I'll say it's silly. Where's Uncle Frank?
He and Father went with Yarlap to look around the other side of the garden.
Well, he mustn't forget and sit in that old Phoenician seat.
What old Phoenician seat?
Oh, it's a terrible thing. It was built in the old, old days. And it's a kind of a low bench in an alcove made out of stone. And you press on a kind of a carved fish and the whole thing turns right over and he is going to sit there. Oh, yeah, I ought not to let him. Uncle Frank, don't sit there, don't.
What's the matter, Betty? What is it?
Oh, I told you about that. Yarlap, don't you know about it?
No, Miss Betty. You mean there is a legend connected with this old stone seat?
Oh, no, it's not a legend at all. Now get away. Get right away, everybody, so you won't fall in and I'll show you. You see this funny carved fish here?
Don't, Betty.
Hey, you'd better let that thing alone. You don't know how to work it.
I do, too. I know exactly how. And you press on this fish.
Let me see, Betty. Show me how to work it.
Well, you just press on that fish, Uncle Frank, and the whole seat turns right over.
Like this?
Yes. Look there. See that black bit? It goes right down into the sea.
How horrible.
Gee, I think that's great.
It is a fascinating bit of mechanism, isn't it? Do you know how it comes back to place?
Yes, you just press up on the fish.
Here, I'll do it. Don't get too close to the pit, Betty.
How delicately balanced it must be to respond to a touch on that carving.
If the appendix please, I will go to the villa and have coffee brought.
Thank you, Yarlap. That'll be very kind.
Don't you think he's fascinating, Uncle Frank?
I wonder what he's doing here. From his dress, he belongs to one of the mountain tribes.
Why, he said he was watching the villa for... for the owner.
There's something uncanny, something sinister about this place. Do you feel it, Frank?
Yes. I can't help believing there's something wrong here.
Why, what could be wrong?
There must be something wrong. At least in the mind of a man who could leave a thing like that old Phoenician seat unlocked. So any unsuspecting person might press on that carving and be pitched headfirst into the pit.
I must admit those things fascinate me, Frank. There must be a passageway that connects with the pit in some way.
Yes, and I think it's probably a stairway that goes down inside the wall.
Well, can you beat that, Betty?
You mean you know of such a stairway?
Sure we do. Do you want us to ask Yarb to let us go down there?
No, I think we'd better not strain Yarb's courtesy any further.
Let's get away from here, Frank, shall we?
Yes, I think it might be as well. But here comes Yarb with the coffee. We'd better... Why, what is it, Yarb?
I regret, Effendi, I do not understand. But there are many French soldiers outside the gates, and they say not one person will be permitted to leave the villa. I am deeply sorry, Effendi.